right, we're at the PNC Bank on Bueller's Drive in Medina. Vic Carucci here. Nathan Zagura is back in the studio in Berea, and we are happy to bring aboard with us right now a former member of the Browns, linebacker Frank Stamps. He was with this team from 1992 to 95 as part of a career that began in 89 when he joined the Los Angeles Rams as a second-round draft pick from Notre Dame. And then finished his career in 95 with the Kansas City Chiefs. Frank, welcome aboard.
Thank you, Vic. Good to be aboard.
Well, we're happy to see you as part of this, and it's a fun thing.
It's a nice, you know, beautiful day.
The weather's amazing, and it's so funny because I'll tell you, I look at you, you still look like a football player, but you're wearing the tie, you got the dress shirt on, you know, you're corporate now.
Yeah, that's me. Working for the last
10 years at Evans Insurance Agency.
Yes.
I think there's some parallel there between being in the insurance business and having played football, right?
Well, there certainly is now with all the litigation surrounding the NFL and concussions. Oh, my God. It's a nice background to have going forward, that's for sure.
You know, you were part of this game in an era from 89 to 95, a far different game, obviously, than we see now. But in your mindset, and you just brought it up, I mean, things that you never thought of then, you know, these big lawsuits that are, of course, fortunately, that the big concussion suit has been settled, but you have that going on in the backdrop. You have a lot of changes, a lot of talk about, hey, maybe we're going to put a team in London, and maybe we're going to go to an 18-game schedule. When you see that stuff going on in the game that you played, how do you react to that?
Well, I think it's all for the better of the game. I mean, I love where the game is now. I love watching the game. I think exciting. I think the NFL has done a great job of controlling, putting out a product that just keeps getting more and more popular every year. But you know, when I played, it was you know what I saw, Vic, and it was interesting. When I came on board with the Rams, it was, you know, it was more team-oriented, I think, that whatever it took for the team. But then as you get in, you start playing, and especially I think it was 93, 94, they signed a big collective bargaining agreement.
Right.
That, man, all the money just came in. And then it kind of changed. It was more of a kind of an individual marketing type of thing where players start seeing, you know, start looking at it as more of a you know, how am I going to get my name out there so I get the best contract? They start interviewing players, what they thought of new hires on the coaching staff. They start consulting with the players, and I thought, wow, this is completely backwards from what I know.
So yeah. You never had an opinion on that.
You never had an opinion.
No one ever offered it.
Oh my God! I hear the coach showed up, and I did what the coach told me to do. I mean, there was no questioning whether or not the coach was a good fit for me. Now, I certainly wasn't the marquee player, but it wasn't happening with the marquee players when I first started. But by the end, I remember the Browns talking to some of the players, you know, when they were looking to hire, Coach Belichick was looking to hire some new staff, you know, what they thought of the new staff coming in. And I thought, wow, things really are changing, is switching.
You got to play for Coach Belichick here during the time you were on this football team, and there was a lot of really marquee people on that coaching staff who have gone on to bigger and better things and in the front office, et cetera. Just give me some recollection of what that time was like with Bill.
Well, it was the best of times and it was the worst of times, as you know. I mean, a lot of turmoil surrounding the team with the departure of Bernie, a changing dynamic constantly where, you know, when he came in, I came in there at the end of his second training camp. And I remember walking into the locker room and guys were mugging me saying, what's it like? What's it like with the Rams? What's it like with the Rams? Because guys were looking to get out. But, you know, that was part of the method there with a new coaching staff. You know that. I was a victim on one end where, you know, Chuck Knox came in with the Rams and they were looking to bring in their own guys. And, of course, Coach Belichick was looking to bring in his own guys. And I was part of that, infusion coming in. Coming into, you know, the Cleveland Browns at that time were loaded with talent.
Right.
I thought just, you know, with Michael Dean Perry, Bernie, Eric Metcalf,
sure.
Anthony Pleasant, Rob Burnett played defensive line, Pepper Johnson. You know, these guys are, you can win with these guys. And we did. We won in 94. We won a playoff game. We beat the Patriots and then lost the next week. But, you know, loaded with talent, but a lot of turmoil. I mean, just a lot of You know, there was some animosity between the players and the coaches. I'm not going to lie to you, between the coaches and the head coach.
Sure.
You know, and certainly with the media and the coaches. I mean, it was just crazy. Never seen anything like it where, you know, it just, you really kind of, I mean, a lot of guys just watching their back at that time.
Okay, so take us inside as a player. And again, you can only deal with it from your perspective as that. You're a linebacker on this team. And you're, by the way, you're an Akron guy playing for your hometown team. So,
and that was the best of times.
And I was going to say, so that's the part of this that's really good to get to come there after your time in Los Angeles from 89-91. But all this turmoil is going on, and as you said, all these fractions and divisions are going on. How do you handle that? Do you go in every day just saying, I can keep my eyes straight down or what? Keep my head down and keep moving or what?
Right. You just don't know where it's coming at you from, you know how you're going to be challenged, what the adversity is. I mean, you know, you had to be careful with interviews that you conducted, whether it was the national media or was the local media or radio shows, you know, how you really wanted to kind of put yourself out there. And that was a challenge. He had to stay focused, absolutely. I mean, you know, Belichick's, you know, his motto is do your job. And that was really my focus of doing my job. And like I said, we had a lot of talent, but bad chemistry. Mm. It was not a good locker room. You know, there were guys that kind of were undermining the organization in their own way. The locker room was not a cohesive unit. But again, I mentioned all the talent we had. We were still able to win, you know, despite the bad chemistry.
Sure.
So, you know, for me, it was just, hey, do my job. You know, don't put yourself out there where you're a target, whether among your own players or, you know, you're out there with the media or not. Just like you said, keep your head down and your feet pumping and stay focused. Because, you know, the players could, you know, at that time pick you off if you're not doing your job and, wow, you know, come after you. So it was tough. It was probably the toughest team that I ever played for.
Frank Stamps, former Browns linebacker, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We are at the PNC Bank in Medina on Bueller's Drive. You can come out and say hi to Frank. He'll be here for a little while longer to sign autographs or pose for pictures, whatever you want to do, or talk ball as we're doing with him right now. And, you know, the other thing about the Bill Belichick dynamic, and before we move forward with else, what was the other part of this huge story of your time with the Browns, but did you see then the guy, and with all this negative stuff going on, did you see then the guy who would become then the multi-Super Bowl winning head coach of the Patriots?
No, I'd be lying to you if I said I did. But I tell you what I did see him as is a coach that worked hard. I mean, he spent hours and hours in the film room, at the facility, you know, just working hard, a real student of the game and the people that he surrounded him with. You know, of course, Nick Saban was part of that staff. And, you know, Nick, I mean, you know, nobody, you know, he and Belichick were one and the same. I mean, they both worked hours on end getting their team prepared to play the football game. And did I see what the success that he had later on with the Patriots? No, but I saw a guy that was committed to his profession and, you know, and it doesn't surprise me that he was successful going forward.
So, from that standpoint. But he said he learned a lot of things there, and maybe part of it was how to manage players better. Even though it's still his way or the highway, it seems as if, you know, he had to make some adjustments. He also maybe had to have a quarterback like Tom Brady come into his world. But
absolutely.
But I think making some adjustments in how he did things. I mean, do you think he's done that? At least the guy that you've seen from interviews and whatnot. Not that he says a whole lot except, that guy didn't practice or it is what it is.
Well, as you know, I mean, you probably learn more from your mistakes and your defeats than you do from anything else. And, you know, we all had our share there in Cleveland. But looking at what he inherited, it was a team with some talent. But from what the older guys were telling me, that, you know, it was a team from Bud Carson. And Coach Carson was a real players coach from what they were telling me. It's like, you know, hey, we're not going out. If it's, you know, bad weather outside, maybe we should just stay in and watch film. So I'm going to say the guys got a little soft, coming in. And you had to change that culture. I mean, You got to be tough to play in the National Football League. It's just a must. And I think Coach Belichick, if anything that he did bring to that team was that Bill Parcells' attitude of toughness, last guy standing makes the team. And he had to change that culture, and that was really hard. Got a lot of pushback from his team trying to change that culture. So he really had a challenge there, going into Cleveland. And yeah, he did. He learned a lot, I think, in Cleveland. But he was consistent every day. You came, and I knew what I was going to get from him. And for me, that's the bottom line. All the best coaches I had, Lou Holtz was the same way.
Sure.
I mean, you talk about a guy that was the same way every time you walked through that door, you knew what to expect. That's the way Belichick was. I knew what to expect from him every time that I walked through the doors.
Holtz coaching you, of course, at Notre Dame. Frank Stamps, former Browns linebacker, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily at the PNC Bank in Medina. The worst of times, the absolute worst of times, of course, at the end of your run, 1995, and we reiterate, you're a hometown guy. You're an Akron-born player, Northeast Ohio, and now the Browns are going to leave town and go to Baltimore. And just how hard was that for you to witness, first as a member of the team and knowing what that connection was with the fan base and how hard it was going to be, and recount everything you can about that, and two, as a person who, again, is from this area.
Yeah, it was hard as a team, a member of the team, as a teammate, because, it was everybody looking out for themselves, which is completely opposite of what the team should be all about. There was just, again, I get back to the chemistry. It was guys in the locker room just really didn't want to, be a part of the team, and everybody was looking to the future and what it held for them, how they were going to be served best. But as far as a fan, I'll never remember in the locker room, one of the, last few games we played at the stadium. I mean, the fans are literally, the old locker room.
Yeah.
I mean, man, they're right outside of you. It's not like it is now where they're underneath. And they're just pounding on the door, and my locker is right next to the door, pounding on it, yelling, "Bill must go, Bill must go." And I'm thinking they're coming right through the doors to get the team. So it was ugly. It was really ugly, and I'll never forget playing in that stadium the last game. It was void of all advertising, and we had a real eerie feel about it. So it was sad. It was sad, seeing that from – both a player's perspective, but also a guy that grew up being a Browns fan all his life.
Sure. And Frank, just as speaking of that too, your team, this team, going into a very tough game Sunday against the Cincinnati Bengals, but encouraging signs by being able to win last week at Minnesota, a hometown guy, a quarterback now in Brian Hoyer. But the story of the Browns is this defense, and I'm sure that's something you focus on, given that you played linebacker. Your thoughts on how well this defense has played, how dominant this front seven has been?
Well, yeah, and being a defensive guy, but a lot of people will tell you that it starts with the defense. Keep the score down low. Give your offense a chance to win the game in the second half, especially in the fourth quarter. But, I like the attitude. I went to the Miami game, and I saw them pressure the quarterback. They were getting after it, and they were playing tough. And, you always got a chance to maybe work out some of the kinks that, that aren't going your way. But if you start with that, I think that framework or that attitude, just that you're going to be tough, you're going to be sound in your scheme, you're going to have a chance to win and really get better throughout the season. And that's what I've seen from week one through week three. I went up to Minnesota on the road, a place that they haven't won, I think it was since 88. And they did what they had to do, gave up a few more points than they probably would have wanted to. But, they were in a position to win the game. It came up big in the last drive. To secure the victory. But I like the defense. I like the coordinator, what he's doing, and bringing attitude. And, again, I'm a big chemistry guy. I think the chemistry is right with Coach Szczecinski, Coach Turner. I mean, it's a great mix there on the offensive side of the ball. And defensively, it's an attitude, really, on defense. You got to sprinkle in a little talent there. But, really, it's 11 guys working well together.
Frank, great stuff. Appreciate you taking the time to join us.
My pleasure, Vic. Enjoyed it very much,
and I'm sure we'll visit down the line.
Yeah, look forward to it. Thank you, guys.
He is Frank Stams. He is from Akron, and he is a former Browns linebacker. He is here at PNC Bank in Medina. Bueller's Drive, come on out to say hi to him. Come on out and get some free food and drink and enjoy yourself. It's a beautiful day in Northeast Ohio. Vic Carucci here. Nathan Zagura back in the studio in Berea. We've got much more coming up. A conversation with Gerard Cherry on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, ESPN 850 WKNR. Like Rocky and Cosby's for the game. No, y'all can't copy yet. Blast.